Coach Bobby Johnson. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Didn't have a whole lot of time to enjoy the victory against Miami. It's right back at it with the SEC opener coming up this week in South Carolina. From what we saw against NC State, they feature an outstanding defense and will be quite a test for Chris Nixon and your offense this Thursday.
They really are good. They, I think, took over that game, and NC State, I think, had four interceptions in the first half, had great field position, but South Carolina trotted that defense out there and just stoned them every time and just didn't let NC State get away with the game.
How important did you think it was for Chris to go out there and play well the first night out against Miami to kind of prove, you know, maybe to himself and everybody else that he deserved to have the starting job?
It was very important, no doubt about it. You know, Chris, I think, had a lot to prove, but he was, you know, feeling good about it. He knew the game plan, and it was things that he could execute and were very good at. And so he just went out and played football and had some fun. And he seemed to be in control the whole time, was very calm, and was looked like he was having fun. That's what I liked.
Bobby, nice column by Mike Lopresti in USA Today. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it. Essentially saying, you know what, good for Vanderbilt that they go up and win at Miami University, but also, too, that that you can actually do it the right way, that Vanderbilt, you know, can actually has student-athletes, guys who are on the honor roll, you know, athletes who are on the honor roll, not just the football team, but the athletic department as a whole or the athletic programs. But a nice column, you know, really sort of accentuating on the positives of the university and the football team.
Well, I haven't seen it, but, you know, that is nice to hear. And that's why we do it at Vanderbilt. We want to do it the right way, and we're not, you know, condescending to other schools about that. I mean, it's just the way Vanderbilt is set up. And when you play sports at Vanderbilt, you have to know that, and you have to deal with it. And I think our student athletes do a fantastic job at Vanderbilt, and the administration is supporting doing it the right way.
How impressed are you with Jasper Brinkley, who really is kind of the anchor for that South Carolina defense, playing middle linebacker?
He's good, but there a lot of them are good. I think their defensive line is extremely athletic, and they can make you look silly sometimes. They swim right by guys or just run right by guys and, you know, try to take up blocks and close down running lanes, and then those linebackers take care of them when the ball carrier comes through. So we have our work cut out for us offensively. We've got to make sure they just don't get too many big negative plays against us, and, you know, just keep it manageable out there and don't get in too many third and longs.
You know, I think you should register a complaint with ESPN. It's South Carolina and Steve Spurrier visiting Vanderbilt. Why not Vanderbilt and Bobby Johnson? I mean, come on.
Hosting South Carolina.
Exactly. What's the deal there?
I haven't seen any of that either, so I don't really know what you're referring to.
How good is it, though? You know, we talked about the value of having a Thursday night game. They bring their A team in and really, you know, give your program and your kids, you know, a chance to be on that national stage.
Sure, it's big. You know, ESPN is, you know, that's what everybody watches. That's what all the prospects watch. And it's good to be in front of their eyes. And hopefully we can have a very positive message sent out that Vanderbilt is the place you need to look at. And it's good for fans, you know, start, you know, appreciating Vanderbilt football and buy tickets. And I think we're going to have a great crowd, and it's going to be a great atmosphere, and we're looking forward to it.
Bobby, after you're reviewing the tape and looking at what your offensive line did after the first game, were you pleased with the way they blocked things, running and passing, you know, with a lot of guys making their first starts, or at least, you know, getting that kind of playing time?
For first starts and, you know, under that kind of pressure, I thought it was pretty good by, you know, most of them. A couple times, you know, we've seemed to be going a little sideways and got knocked backwards on the goal line a couple times. But, you know, that was probably our fault for running certain kind of plays. We need to run plays that go forward there instead of sideways. But I was really pleased. They worked hard and, you know, a little bit of success. And you can see there on the film what you can do to get better. I think motivates them in practice the next week. So we've had some good practices this week, and hopefully we'll be better.
How careful do you have to be with Chris Nixon? I know some of the plays where he ran were called runs, but you know, you have to be careful, don't you, to, you know, not get him too beat up out there running the football.
That's true. You know, it's a fine line on what you ask him to do, and he does it so well that you just, it's hard not to call those kind of plays where the quarterback runs it. And but, you know, we've got to get other people involved in the offense. Our tailbacks have got to get a little bit more involved. And even though we're down at wide receiver, we've got to get those guys involved on the first down and second down.
Coach, you talk about Nixon and just little things. And as far as everyone goes, as far as film study, do you get the sense that you guys, once they watch the tape and see see some things that go on, maybe the picture's a little clearer to them, and you feel like that as a team that guys kind of take to that film study, really be self-critical and let that carry over to the next week with this group here?
They really do, Frank, and I guess, you know, I know you've been through it year after year after year after year after year after year after year, and you do see a lot that you don't see in practice when you play that first game, and you look at it on film and you say, God, why did I do that, or what was I thinking? And they can improve a lot, you know, just by watching the film and seeing how it really reacts against other players on other teams who aren't expecting the plays that like the scout team is on Tuesday and Wednesday. So, you know, video is a wonderful thing. And, you know, you can use it to improve, and, you know, we believe in it.
You lost Cole, you know, probably for the season. How does that affect your receiving core?
It hurts it, no doubt about it. I thought he was going to be a big producer for us this year. He was also returning kicks with DJ back there, punt returns. He's just a natural. He really is comfortable catching the football. It's not anything new to him. He caught so many in high school, and he understands routes and defenses. And you put that along with losing Alex Washington and George Smith, we're hurting there right now.
Vanderbilt coach Bobby Johnson is our guest. We've talked a lot about the offense over in the defensive side of the football. I thought Chris Marv played an outstanding game at Miami. What did you like about the way he played as you try to fill some holes left there at linebacker?
Well, there were some big holes to be filled. Jonathan Goff and Marcus Buggs, both on NFL teams right now. Marcus is on the practice squad for Buffalo, and John's with the Giants. But Chris, you know, did very well for his first start. The great thing about Chris is he plays fast, and, you know, if he'll continue to play fast, you know, he'll get better and better and better. He made some, you know, of course, some rookie mistakes, but he likes to get to the ball, and we're not going to deter him into doing that.
How did you feel like it went with the new clock rules, the 40-second clock or 25 after a stoppage in play?
I don't think the 40-second clock is going to be a big factor at all. I don't know why people make a big deal out of that. The one that I thought was going to make more of an impact, but really didn't, is when you go out of bounds, the clock stops, and then when they set it ready to play, the clock restarts. The big clock, the main clock. And I thought that would cut down on a whole lot of plays, but it really didn't affect the game that much the other day that I thought. If people would quit talking about that 40-second clock so much, nobody would notice it.
We won't mention it the rest of the season.
Bobby, I noticed that, you know, you didn't give Ingram first dibs on the halftime deal, and he was a little upset about it.
Well, he was a little slow.
Oh, really? In shape.
He got outran.
Well, you know I'm not going to be first in line this week because Aaron Andrews will be in
time. Oh, you know you're getting kicked to the curb for that.
Kevin who?
Right. Bobby, what was your take?
I think we're out of time for this interview.
Bobby, what was your take on the first week of SEC play, or rather, you know, college football involving SEC teams? Anything that really surprised you?
No big surprises. It just shows you that you have to come ready to play. And, you know, even though you're you know, you're an SEC team, I think that fires up a lot of people and they want to beat you. And you know, it grabbed Mississippi State and, of course, grabbed Tennessee last night. You know, and just because you're in the SEC doesn't guarantee you're going to win either. So, you know, you got to play hard and you got to play well. And but as you saw all the games, you know, most SEC teams look pretty good. So it's going to be, you know, as usual, a tough schedule to go through. But we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.